with a look at Radio K-Man's local news, I'm Dion Anglin. The Premier heads to London and Monaco next week to talk K-Man's beneficial ownership and ongoing constitutional reform. In London, the Honourable Alden McLaughlin will be meeting with leaders of the United Kingdom government on matters including the ongoing constitutional reform discussions started last year, the UK government's response to the recent Foreign Affairs Committee report on the overseas territories, as well as public registers of beneficial ownership. The Premier is also set to host a dinner with cross-party parliamentarians as part of the government's ongoing political engagement program for Cayman. The Premier will also spend some time in Monaco and join with Chief Officer of the Ministry of International Trade, Investment, Aviation and Maritime Affairs, Eric Bush. He will also hold a series of meetings with key stakeholders in the maritime and superyacht sector. This is part of Cayman's ongoing efforts to maintain the significant market share of our shipping registry. The Premier is also expected to meet with the First Minister and will also participate in the 8th annual Saint-Tropez to Monaco charity bike ride. Upgrades to Cayman's National Public Safety Communications radio system have been completed.
All public safety first responders have been issued with new handheld radios and base units, and the Department of Public Safety Communications is working with a small number of non-critical departments and SAGCs to assess their needs for new equipment, which will be issued as necessary.
Home Affairs Minister, the Honourable Tara Rivers, says with the upgrade to the new radio system, 911 dispatchers now have state-of-the-art consoles and the ability to locate emergency services crews with GPS. They can also send SMS messages to radio handhelds.
Air and maritime assets now have a much greater range to support search and rescue and other missions. Mr. Speaker, the system can also be adapted easily to accommodate future changes in technology. This marks the achievement of the critical goal of enhanced capability and interoperability for all first responder agencies.
To ensure full coverage, three new radio transmitter sites were installed in West Bay, Frank Sound, and the west end of Cayman Brac.
The addition of these three sites has addressed long-standing gaps in coverage that are critical for robust public safety communications.
Ms. Rivers says reliable communication is crucial for effective public safety operations. A man who stabbed his ex-girlfriend, punched and beat her co-workers in a jealous rage is sentenced. Radio K-Man's Andrel Harris has more.
Jaron Solomon is sentenced to 9 years in prison for stabbing an estranged partner 8 times with a knife. During court proceedings, the judge recalled the events that transpired on July 6, 2017. In a fit of jealousy, Solomon attended his girlfriend's workplace and confronted her about her decision to break up with him. Armed with a knife, Solomon grabbed her by the head and said he would kill her before he allowed her to leave him for a Jamaican man. He began repeatedly stabbing and punching her. During the incident, one of the woman's lungs was punctured. When her co-worker saw the incident, they intervened. Solomon used a stick to beat one and slapped another while threatening to kill him. Other co-workers joined in and were able to wrestle the knife out of his hand. Before police could arrive on the scene, Solomon broke a window and made good on his escape. The judge called Solomon's actions utterly disgraceful and frightening. He sentenced Solomon to 14 years in prison for the charge of causing grievous bodily harm, but reduced it to 9 years for a guilty plea. Solomon was also sentenced to 3.5 years in prison for other lesser charges. Those sentences are to run concurrent. Andrell Harris, Radio Cayman News.
Police take to the beaches to meet with vendors in an attempt to, quote, provide public reassurance, increase community engagement, and address any violations of the law. RCIPS West Bay Area Commander Inspector Lloyd Marriott.
Our officers can be on the beach at any time and not just in uniform. This is not only to deter people from conducting illegal activity, but also increases the confidence of all persons who use and enjoy the beach, whether they are visitors and local beachgoers or business owners and vendors.
During the walkthrough on Tuesday, officers were requested to help locate a young girl who had strayed away from her parents. She was located a short while later, unharmed. In other local news, school inspectors say little progress has been made at Tiffany's preschool since the 2018 inspection.
During the follow-through inspection, the inspectorate evaluated the progress that had been made by Tiffany's preschool. They had five recommendations from the previous inspection report of October 2018.
Director of the Office of Education Standards, Peter Carpenter, tells Radio Cayman the school was judged to have made weak progress overall. The recommendations include ensuring the school has rigorous systems and procedures in place to evaluate practice, developing teachers' capacity to have productive interactions with children, and improving information technology resources. Follow-through inspections will be carried out to Tiffany's preschool until it satisfactorily meets all of the recommendations. 10 bands from schools across the Cayman Islands competed in the annual Amin Mohammed Memorial Steel Pan Competition on Thursday. Details from CIGTV's Donna Bush.
Held at the John Gray High School Gymnasium, the event attracted over 100 people who watched as the talented students played their steel pans. Seniors and juniors competed from the Layman Scott High School, St. Ignatius, Triple C, UCCI, Clifton Hunter, Cayman Prep and High School, the Panoramics, Pan and Rhythm, Cayman School of Pan, and the National School of Pan groups. We say congratulations to the winners and all of the schools that participated in the annual event.
This year's theatre season has been action-packed, and Cayman's Drama Society's next show is already in production.
Purchase your tickets now for the award-winning play Proof, written by David Auburn and presented by the Cayman Drama Society at the Prospect Playhouse from May 9th to 25th.
Director Paul DeFreitas there, set in the untidy back garden of a disheveled terraced house in Chicago. The play centers around Catherine, who is scared that she might have inherited her world-renowned mathematician father's mental illness. Sharp as a tack at one moment, lightly comedic at another, and definitely a love story, Proof will take you backwards and forwards in time as the great mystery is solved. A strong cast includes two newbies to lead roles, J.C. Patrick as Catherine and Mark Thomas as Robert. Joining them are Liam Oko as Hal and Kirsty Halliday as Claire. This play is 16 years old and up due to some sexual content, strong language, and drug references. And this month's annual orchid show at the Botanic Park is the biggest one yet. With a crowd of more than 1,300 people attending over the two-day event, organizers say about $25,000 was raised for the Queen Elizabeth II Botanic Park and Cayman Islands Orchid Society. John Loras, Botanic Park General Manager, expressed appreciation for the years of support received by co-organizers, the Orchid Society.
The Orchid Show is an ongoing tradition that demonstrates how partnerships can work successfully. With well over 20 years of working with the Cayman Islands Orchid Society, we have produced the most successful orchid show to date. We would like to thank all our sponsors and the public, as well as the volunteers who contributed in making this year's show a tremendous success. We are extremely thankful for the support of the wider community.
Last weekend's event featured thousands of orchids imported from the U.S., Jamaica, and as far away as Hawaii, as well as a large number of homegrown flowers on show at the park's visitor center. That'll do it for Radio Cayman's Evening News. I'm Dion Anglin.